So you said, Emil, that there were those that might have been very happy to have remained in Jerusalem just as they were. But the Spirit of God is not happy with such a thought. This is not a Jerusalem church, as it were, but the Word of God is going to go far beyond the boundaries of Jerusalem. And so we look, and I'll just read these for time's sake, because what we would like to do, we would like to look at the other three instances, not spend the whole morning on them, but look at these other three instances where at the end we can say that the baptism of the Spirit is complete now. First one is Samaria, chapter 8, verse 5, maybe even beginning with verse 4. Therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed to those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them. Many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed, and there was great joy in that city. So now the joy is not confined to Jerusalem. But I've gone over to this city of Samaria. But you know, there's a bit of a difficulty between the Jews and the Samaritans. What are we going to do about that? Well, I'll tell you what perhaps many might have said. This will be just fine. You have the church in Samaria. We'll have the church in Judea. We won't worry about one another. We'll stay out of one another's way. The Spirit of God says, no, that's not going to work. And so, and I'm just going to go over, we have this story of Simon, who was not real. But verse 14, when the apostles that were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down prayed for them. This is unusual, that they might receive the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them. Only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So I find that God now intervenes, and the Spirit of God, who came upon many when they believed, with Samaria, he is not allowed, or he is not poured out upon these disciples. And so there will be those from Jerusalem, those Jews, that are sent down to Samaria. This is the way God works, isn't it? Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. At least to me, the significance of this is that God is saying, I will allow no division. I will allow no schism. And so he sends those that might have been very prejudiced. I believe that we can say safely that they were. He sends them down from Jerusalem over to Samaria. They witness the great work that God is doing. And then the Spirit of God is given through the laying on of hands here. Do I look for that today? Why, no. Remember, what did we say was the character of this book? It is a book of transition. And so we're seeing this foundation, Luke, as it's laid. We're witnessing what is going on as this great work proceeds, you see. And somebody might have a question.
Is it possible that, I don't know, I wondered about that one. Is it possible that they might have understood with their heads and not their hearts? Or is it just some transition?
I truly believe that these people were saved, but this is my belief now. I believe that God would not send the Holy Spirit independent of the work that was going on in Jerusalem. Now, I really believe that that is the truth, and that's why we have it, but I'll let others, Tony, John, others help with it.
Yeah, I think that that's correct, because when you look at verse 14, it says clearly, now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard. And we spoke in Acts 2, verse 42, that the foundation was laid by the apostles. And so the apostles who had been in Jerusalem, who had been at the beginning of that movement. They now had heard that the gospel had been preached amongst the Samaritans. Being apostles, they knew that God was in this, and God gave them the wisdom to send others down to Samaria. And I think that this link between the apostles is the indication, as Brother Chuck says, that we ought to recognize that there should be no schism, no prejudice, no difference between whether you're white, black, American, Canadian, Egyptian, whoever, that the Spirit of God now was to fall upon these Samaritans to demonstrate to the Jews up in Jerusalem that there was a common bond between them and the Samaritans. So these were true believers, and the demonstration of the Spirit was held back until the disciples sent men down to lay hands upon them to demonstrate to the Jews in Jerusalem that God was in this thing.
Important that we went back to verse 4. I think this ties in with what we've been saying, with what the words of the Lord Jesus himself, when he said that the gates of hell will not prevail against what he is going to do. Why were they scattered? They were scattered because of persecution. The enemy was trying to divide and then conquer. He thought that if he divides them, because we have other examples of this before, where other individuals came up that were trying to have a leading. We have this in Acts. And the scriptures say that they were divided and it all came to naught. But here, what happened? It says they were scattered and they went everywhere preaching the word. That's exactly what the enemy had hoped would not happen. He had hoped that in scattering them, he would divide them. And we have earlier, there was another example where an unbeliever said they tried to stop the Jews from they tried to stop the apostles from preaching in the name of the Lord. And an unbeliever said, if this thing is of man, it will be brought to naught. But if this thing is of God, you will not be able to bring it down. And the Lord Jesus said, I will build. Nothing will stop what he is building. No enemy can stop it at all. And so that's important to see that this persecution, this growing, this moving into Samaria and all about, which is what the Lord Jesus said. He said, you start in Jerusalem, but then you don't just stay there. You move. You move to Samaria and into the all parts of the world. And that's what they were doing. So when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God raises a standard against him. And that's what's happening here. Nothing will stop. It's important for us to lay hold of this, that even though we might see the enemy working in different ways, nothing will stop the words of the Lord Jesus. I will build. And he'll continue to build until he takes us to be with himself.
And just to follow up the Samaritans and knowing who Christ was, we find that answer also helpful in John 4. And they give testimony, and it's exactly the same as the disciples, or Peter, when he says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. But here we have in John 4, the Samaritans saying, we have heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ. So there was that establishment made already.
But would you say, sorry,